The secret of life is having a crazy friend. You need them. You need us. These normal people gonna betray you for money or relationship. I'm too loyal for no reason. You fed me one time, I'll kill for you. I don't care about going to jail. They know me in there. That's where they send people. Like, I don't care. Don't disrespect my friend. I won't even let you talk about you like that. It's weird for me because I want to fight you for talking about my friend.
Yo, this is 12 Kyle from the 12 Kyle podcast. And every week, you should be like me, and you should be listening to the Frocast. I mean, first and foremost, shout out to the star of the Frocast, Queen Germ. Big shout out to Queen Germ, Frocast Nation. And shout out to my boy, King Germ. I mean, maybe he's my boy. I don't really know because Germ likes North Carolina A&T, and I went to South Carolina State. And Germ likes University of Florida in football, and I like Florida State. I don't even know if we're really boys. But anyway, y'all should listen to the Frocast every Friday. I'm your boy, 12 Kyle. I'll catch y'all guys next time. 5,000.
Yes, sir. Y'all know what it is. This is EJ the DJ representing the motherfucking podcast. You are now listening to the Frocast. Big Germ, you a fool, man.
What's up, NappyAfro.com? Afrocast, King Germ, Queen Germ. Enjoy seeing the black love every week. It's the CG24. Y'all just deal. Y'all keep up the good work.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in to NappyAfro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. Before I sound rap game, bang, bang, bang. One the jewels on food. And I'm gone. Yeah.
NappyAfro.com.
You're now tuned into the longest running podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast. I'm your host, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucker in podcasting today, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Hacksaw Jim Thuggin, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Mr. Sensible Shoes, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. Smoking Germ Frazier, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, a.k.a. Bread DiBiase, a.k.a. Rowdy Potty Piper, a.k.a. the Duke of Dignity, a.k.a. you can't fit this hustle inside of a rapper, and my last a.k.a. Ravishing Rick Rude. Now cut the music. What I like to have right now is for all you repetitive, stuck in your own way, thinking you the best at this shit when you really not. Podcasters, keep the noise down while I take my robe off. Show y'all what a real podcast sounds like. Now hit the music. Now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the daunting, the always be shopping, the problematic yet well-spoken, Queen Germ. Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the queen of QVC, a.k.a. Bipolar Mom, a.k.a. I Hear No One, a.k.a. $3 is $3, a.k.a. My Cups Runneth Over, a.k.a. A Lot of Crass with a Dab of Class, a.k.a. My Afro Is My Halo, and my favorite a.k.a. of them all, Your Grade Is Your Motherfucking Grade, and I'm in the building.
Queen Germ's in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to download, subscribe, rate the Frocast on any podcast reader out there. We on them all. We appreciate it if you give us a good rating or subscribe, download, whatever needs to drive the algorithm up. Please do that. We appreciate it. We also have a voicemail that you can call in at 347-201-2572. Leave a voicemail. We'll play it on the show. We also have a Patreon you can join for as little as a dollar. Get behind the scenes exclusive content. Get shout out on the show like our latest Patreons. We got East Point Ben, we got Sean Harvey, we got A. Coker. So shout out to all those, man. A. Coker, we done said his name like 9 times. This motherfucker must have, I ain't trying to say nothing about your money, But nigga, you cheating me on the shout outs. I done shouted you out like 9 times. Like, I don't know what be going on with Mr. A. Coker, but shout out to A. Coker. Shout out to Eastside, East Point Ben and Sean Harvey, man. We appreciate y'all. And if you could be just like them and get shout out on the show by becoming a Patreon, just go to nappyafro.club and there it is right there. Now, if option A, B, or C didn't tickle your fancy, there is option D. What's option D? Tag us in your story, retweet it, reblog it. We'll shout you out on the show. Like, everybody's been showing us love, man. So many people, man. I got to stop doing that shout out because everybody's showing love. Thank y'all to all the people showing love, the Dr. Bracers, the 12 Cows, the Short Tees, the Ruler Myself, like all the people, the Sleazy Black Farmers, man. It's too many to name. So thank y'all for retweeting it, reblogging it, adding us in your story. We really do appreciate it, man. So, all the parents out of the way except for one piece of parenting, Queen Germ. You know what that is.
What's that?
You know when you in there getting your cheeks clapping, your feet keep slipping? The best thing to do, if you don't want to put no shoes on, because, you know, it's kind of awkward putting shoes on when you fucking.
Not really.
It is. I mean, y'all women, y'all just have y'all legs in there. Y'all know what the hell be going on. But for the men that's in there putting in real work, and you your feet slipping, real and you can't get it in like you want to, slap on them clap cleats. Go to clapcleats.com, order your pair of clap cleats, and while you're there, put in the code NAPPYAFRO, save some money on your order. And don't forget, when you're clapping cheeks, make sure you got on your clap cleats.
All right.
Now, all the panties out of the way. Queen Germ, how was your week?
My week was all right. Trying to get prepared for this promposal. Since
who you going to the prom with? Who are you going to the prom with?
Obviously, I'm not going to the prom.
Oh,
I've done
talking
that.
About a promposal. I'm prom like, shoot, yeah.
But nonetheless,
that's right. The young niggas, Queen Germ.
That's not my style. Hmm. If anything, I'm going to the things at the old folks' home before I'm going to the things at the high school. But no, our son is asking a friend, supposedly. Just a girlfriend, homegirl, to go to the prom with him. But nowadays, the people want to be so Hollywood. Everybody want to make everything so big. So it's the promposal. Now you got to get flowers, a board, and some kind of thing to do this. Asking someone to go.
I wish you would have asked me. I would advise them against this. But keep going.
I mean, the girl already said yes, so it's not like it's really.
Yeah. So why you got to do that then? I wouldn't do it at all.
She wants him to ask her. So he came up with the idea, so I'm helping him to execute it. So she's in the healthcare program. They wear scrubs on Wednesday, so he going to try to do his little dress-up thing and go there and give it a
my son is a flowers. Simp.
Your son is going to get far in life.
He's a simp, though. He's going to get far with the ladies doing that little
he gonna get far with the
sucker-duck-ass Captain Save-A-Man shit at a young age. Very far.
I mean, it's sad, though, because the real thing about it is you got to meet people in the middle. You on the side of the fence of, you ain't fucking a nigga. You fucking a woman. So if you want something, if you want a woman to be feeling like she a woman, you got to do something.
She can feel like a woman without me having to sacrifice my dignity.
That's not sacrificing anything to ask somebody for something.
Nah, you can ask, but you ain't got to go all out and roll out the red carpet for a promposal. What simp ass nigga started that shit? We need to find that nigga and get that nigga three slaps to the face.
It's not nobody being simp. A promposal. This is a thing of, like I said, they do a lot, but if you do it right, you don't have to spend a whole bunch of money. It's a thought.
Shouldn't have to do it at all. I already asked you to go to the prom. And now you ain't gonna get no corset now. Whatever the shit you wear. You ain't gonna get that now. I done bought you flowers. You better take that the flowers
that you put around your waist.
Oh, okay. Well, same thing. You better take them flowers I give you tomorrow. You better make your corsage out of that motherfucker, because I ain't buying you another one.
Prom is another 2 weeks away. That's
you better learn to keep the flowers fresh. You tie some saran wrap around the bottom of them, stick them in the refrigerator or in a dark place. They'll live forever. They use TikTok. They got TikTok videos. Huh?
This is about my week.
Oh, I'm just giving, my feedback on it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But nonetheless, preparing for our son's promposal, I think it's a really cute thing. So his thing is he's going to dress up with his scrubs on so he can ask the girl, would she go to prom? So having access to.
I'm gonna give it away. We got millions.
And millions.
Of listeners. Somebody
by the time they hear it, it will be after. Oh, yeah, it'll be Friday. Done, so yeah, you're right. It'll be over with. The thing is tomorrow for him. And so, because I have access to, all things pharmacy, I was able to make him a label with her name on it, his name on it, and then it says, different stuff, prom, once in a lifetime, instead of, once a day for the dosage.
You ain't put no pills in there for him?
No, it's a note on the inside that says, will you go to the prom with me? Check yes or no.
No pills? No. These young kids like drugs. They like pills and shit.
Well, I'm not going to promote that because I don't have time for that type of drama. And that's not the message that I'm pushing. I'm just trying to get this young man a nice, clever way to ask the young lady to go to prom with him. And it's cute. And I think it's going
to
go
over. Wait till I talk to that nigga when he get home today.
And don't do that because you lame. You're lame.
So you doing that simp ass shit, nigga?
God bless you to have me.
I said, you a simp, nigga? I'm raising a simp in this motherfucking house, nigga?
The shit you been doing, you should have never walked away with a prize like this.
What you mean, shit I been doing?
Nigga, you didn't do right.
That's the kind of love you wanted. You wanted that. You wanted that.
I was vulnerable.
No, you wanted that.
You caught me at a time in my life when I was vulnerable.
All these little lovey-dovey niggas I've been dealing with, they ain't filling that void. Give me that nigga right there. Give me that thug love.
No. I was trying to get a love that was untapped in, and I realized that it's no getting behind the wall. You just, you know, you're you. So.
Damn.
It is what it is.
Son of damn simp. I'm sorry calling that nigga not. Bart. Nigga, I'm sorry calling him Bart.
Simp son. I mean, you lame, nigga. You can't be simp son
because I'm not a simp. He's my son, so that'll make him. I'm a simp if he's simp son. So,
you're giving it way too much thought, sir.
Yeah.
But that's my week. And Walmart, they don't have to get their life together because y'all just, I mean, I always have it running with the same Walmart employee. And I ain't going to another Walmart, and obviously she ain't getting a better job.
I mean, you just got to keep calling and complaining on that.
I mean, eventually you get a fire. Complain on the people because
just tell me this person not black.
She is, and you know she is. Damn because it. Y'all got the worst attitudes.
Y'all, so you're not black no more?
No, I'm black. But
you said y'all got the worst attitude.
I said what the fuck I said. the simple fact of the matter is, it seems like every time I need some assistance with anything, she's the person that they either call. She's the only person that's available. She's running
shit, so you can't do nothing about it.
She's not running anything.
She's running some shit.
Clearly. Because she tried to call herself, getting her manager involved, and the lady was just like, well, you know, acting like y'all doing me a favor. So
she could have sent you to the self-checkout line like they do everybody else.
Not to get no damn meat that y'all unspoiled. Well, y'all let the meat spoil.
The computer solve it. Just tell the computer. They understand.
Can't tell me what.
Whatever your problem is. Yeah.
The computer can't tell me nothing. So
you're gonna argue with you? Say I put the meat out. It's good.
It's not.
What are you talking about?
The computer didn't make mistakes. Nothing to do with the meat being out
the
there.
The meat
for
was
three
good.
Weeks prior,
you're trying to steal.
Prior,
you're bringing this old meat back.
So as I was saying, I purchased some meat on a Saturday.
What kind of meat was it?
It was sausage. Mm. I purchased the sausage, tried to cook the sausage the day after. When I realized the sausage was slimy and smelled strange, this idiot next to me tells me to go ahead and cook it because I can. And I'm steady telling him the meat is like 3 weeks old.
No, you didn't say 3 weeks. You just said Kip said April 1st. For some reason, in my mind, I'm thinking April 1st was coming up. So that's why I'm like, why is she tripping? April 1st is coming up. It's like 7 days away. Today is the 24th. The 1st is right around the corner. I think you was just saying the 1st. First, you were saying the 1st. And so that threw me off. And then I was just like, well, the 1st is, why is she not want to cook some meat that's on the 1st? I'm like, that's 7 days away.
I'm not crazy, so you should know that's not what I'm saying.
It finally clicked that April the 1st. Oh, that meat old as fuck. Yeah, don't cook that. I was like, yeah, don't cook that.
So nonetheless, I take the shit to the people. The lady gonna tell me, oh, you need to have a receipt.
A receipt, hell yeah, yeah. No, I just can't take meat from anybody walking in with just meat. Hell no. I'm kind of on their side.
I'm not because you sell this shit, and this is how I know that I have a legitimate case. First of all, I come in there all the time. You know I come in there all the time.
I don't know what you're buying.
I get the same attitude from the same heifer.
Because you always trying to return shit. No, she said, here come the lady returning shit. She always returning shit.
And so nonetheless, I brought the shit in there. Y'all trying to act like it's a problem. How did you pay for it? I don't remember. I don't have a receipt.
You said, I don't remember. I don't have a receipt. You could have bought it 3 weeks ago. We don't know when you bought this meat.
But I can help you get to the end of the problem the quickest way I can. Why? Because I went over there, which I knew the shit was still going to be some old meat over there, and it was. So if I got it in here today, the shit say April the 1st. So therefore, ain't no way you could tell me that
you like this from the same batch.
Exactly. So they all say April the 1st at April
the 25th. That was your only saving grace.
It wasn't my only saving grace. Because I was going to still walk out of there with a pack of fresh meat, whether you took this one back or not. And I meant that.
And you were going to go to jail. And I wasn't going to jail for no
479, I promise you.
Yeah, they would have called it. You see what happened? They would have slammed your ass all out in that parking lot over
some
damn.
And then what happened? I brought the meat up there. By the time I came back to show them the meat, the white lady was up there, and the white lady didn't even ring the shit up. The lady said, even exchange. She put it in a bag, and she handed it to me. So therefore, when the niggas was standing up there, y'all didn't want to be
a white man. Because a white man could take the chance and do that. They'll fire that black woman. They would have said, they would have fired that black woman for refunding your damn sausages. You ain't had no damn receipt for. You ain't had no proof. She would have got fired for that. But the white woman knew she could take that chance because they were like, oh, she white. I believe her. Mm-mm. So I think the sister was just trying to protect her job in that situation. The bitch rude. Some lady came in here with no. So I could just walk in with no receipt and they supposed to just take care of me.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm getting an even exchange. I'm not asking for money. I'm not asking for a store credit. I'm getting an even exchange. And then furthermore, you go a further step and you go over there and you check the food and you have several packages that have the same date on them.
Okay, so let's say it's not says sausage. It's something, another item in there. That like this perishable. Well, so I don't know.
I'm saying it don't matter what it is.
TV. So I can box up my TV and take it back in there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm saying if that's what you want to do, you can try it. All I'm saying is it's no reason for you to do that because if it could be done, it could be done. I understand. Period. But that's the end of the discussion.
Maybe you don't understand. She might be in on some kind of, you know.
When you have built a certain type of relationship, you know what it is and you know what it is not. Every time I come in there, she got a problem. It ain't about me returning nothing.
Yeah, because every time she sees you, you return some shit. No. So she's like, this lady a scammer.
See? But whatever.
I'm just saying.
That's not the case because when I'm coming in
she don't know that. She just know every time you in there, you return something.
I'm not, though. I'm not. So when I'm in there and I had to deal with her because the price.
Why do you always have to deal? Like, people go to Walmart, don't even see the workers there. How do you come in contact with a Walmart worker so much? This is all I want to know.
Because, again, if you
always returning told, shit.
I'm not returning anything. I'm going in there. I ask for something. The thing ain't ringing up.
Oh, you asking for shit?
If the item is not ringing up as the price it should be, I'm supposed to go.
Now you change your prices?
To customer service. So, therefore, if I go to customer service and you're the one at customer service, and then this is the thing. You act like you don't want to help me. So, it's going to always be that same vibe. Mm. You got a bad attitude. But I'm not going anywhere. I'm not gonna go to another Walmart when you right down the street.
That would not be solve everybody's problem.
Because then when I left there, I went to Lindy's. Who was at the register that evening? The same heifer.
So now you just damn terrorizing this lady, following her around from job to job.
Her ass didn't have another job. But see, that's a problem. She hate her life.
This lady might love her life. Maybe she's dedicated to serving people.
And she's never serving anybody.
But you rub her the right way, wrong way.
Mm-mm. She has a bad attitude, and everybody who works with her knows it. Mm. So, but you were asking me how
I want you to point her out next time we go in there. I want to see who this lady. I got to see.
Don't worry about it. I got to see. How was your week?
Man, my week was fucking crazy. First off, I didn't know the podcast streets were so messy.
You messy, nigga.
I ain't messy.
Yes, you are.
I didn't know the podcast streets were so messy. I just didn't know. I really didn't know. And I found out this week how messy this shit is. The shit is hilarious to me because I just come over here, punch out my shows. Like, I really don't care how other niggas move, what other niggas do. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? If you ain't Black Pod Squad, you know what I'm saying? Really, I really don't. I'm not invested. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, I don't care. So, that's just been crazy. Any podcasters listen to this shit, man, listen. Mind your business. Do your shows. Stay above the fray. Shit is fucking easy. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of these niggas use beef for content. And I guess it's profitable, but now you got to continue doing that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you
profitable if niggas pull up on you.
Well, I guess it depends on what you look at as profit. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying, if a nigga really willing to pull up on you, then that shit is not profitable no more.
Hey, hey,
so I'm going to risk my life over some bullshit?
That's the thing, niggas. These internet niggas need to understand. Like, some niggas out there will pull up on you. And you know what I'm saying? When that nigga pull up on you, it ain't an at, it ain't an IP address, nigga. He at your address, nigga. Your real address. So It's just, it's a crazy world out here. It is like niggas that will pull up. So that's why, like I said, I'm on Instagram for laughs and to post my show. That's it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not on social media trying to promote the fuck out my show or trying to be, no. I use a tool for what it is and I'm cool with it. But that's as far as my week. Just getting ready for this birthday.
Stay away from the
booth. It's the last week of April. Time y'all hear this, it'd be the last, next to the last day of April, then we'd be in the greatest month of the year, which is May.
August.
And August. I told you I ain't got no holidays. Y'all suck.
My birthday.
Y'all suck.
It's a national holiday.
Y'all suck.
Back to school.
Y'all don't, that's not a, nobody wants to go back to school.
Yes, they do.
Only the hungry kids want to go back to school, because they say, whole summer I've been starving. I finally get two straight fucking meals a day, guaranteed. All I got to do is show up. And I get two meals. Might get lucky, get somebody else's. But, yeah.
You sound like you know something about them.
Hell, I used to get free lunch. I was a free lunch kid. What you mean? What you talking about? I remember that the damn shock of my life when I went from getting free lunch to having to pay for my lunch when I moved out of my mama's house, like sixth grade to seventh grade. Like, what you mean? I don't get free lunch? Oh, hell no. Like, that shit was fucked up. Like, man.
You still eating, so.
Yeah, you're right. Thank God for that, you know. Granddad used to give me my lunch money on Monday. I fuck around and fuck it up by Wednesday. Thursday and Friday, nigga, no lunch money. You sitting there looking sad as fuck in the lunchroom. And you had to go in that bitch, or you had to sit outside with the weirdos and the band kids, and nobody like hanging with them. You know what I'm saying?
The band kids aren't weird.
Yes, they were. No. I bet you we could do a poll right now. We could call anybody. And they say, yo, were the band kids weird when we were in school?
Like, I wasn't weird.
I mean, I can't count for how you was between 14 and 18.
I know I wasn't weird, nigga. I'm just I was in the band and the chorus.
Okay, I believe you. Let's see. Let's call Chuck the Gambler, see what he knew. Chuck probably didn't go to school. He probably didn't go to school. He's from Detroit. They ain't high schools in Detroit. Them niggas just raised themselves. Niggas just raised themselves.
What?
Hey, Chuck the Gambler, man. Hey, I need to ask you a question. You're live on the Frocast, so don't say nothing that gets any of us locked up. Let me ask you a question. When you were in high school, the band kids were the cool kids or the nerds or the weirdos? Which one were they?
You said the band kids? What?
The kids that were in band. You know, the instruments they say. I told you this nigga didn't go to school. I told you.
Kids, bro. Who cares?
Okay. Well, thank you for your information, man. I'm going to call the next person. But thank you, bro.
Yeah, man. I don't know
he sound like he's sleep.
Yeah, he sound like he.
Yeah, I was.
He probably high off Percocets and syrup. He probably high off of pancakes and syrup.
I ain't mad at you.
Yeah, man. All right, man. You
life
take it
tough
easy.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
It's called Sleazy the Back Farmer. This is going to be interesting. It's just further proving my point, man.
I mean, you had one person. I mean, that ain't nothing. You would be a horrible scientist.
It's two. You got to go by the sample size.
Nigga, that's not how it goes. That's the reason why the people lied to y'all about so much.
Wow.
I could say something 100% if ain't but two damn people did it. Man. Two out of two. That's 100%. But that ain't nobody.
He didn't answer his phone. We got one more call in us. I'm going to call somebody that might have been in the band.
Sure.
That might have been in the band. Let's see, it's 8:30, 7:30.
Well, why your phone ring like that?
This is not a phone call.
Yo.
EJ, the motherfucking DJ. Real quick, man, you live on the forecast, so please don't say anything that'll get you fired. Got a question. When you went in high school, were the band kids the cool kids or the weirdos?
The band kids and the cool, were the band kids and
were the band kids weirdos or cool kids?
It would have been better if you would have just asked the questions. Who were the weird kids?
Oh, I mean.
But now the question is leading.
It's not leading. I said, were they the cool or the weirdos?
I mean.
What's she going to say? I was in the band.
No, I wasn't. Okay. Definitely wasn't in the band. Nope. I definitely wasn't in the band.
You ain't got to say it like that, though.
No. Because the thing about it is my wife was in the band.
I was in the band, too.
My wife.
Yeah. So I'm trying to figure out a good way I can put this to where I ain't going to get it.
You didn't go to school with your wife, so you can't. You didn't go to school with your wife, so you don't know if she was a weirdo or not.
say this. You got to split it down the middle.
Not split it down the middle.
You got to split it down the middle. Because of the simple fact, I ain't gonna lie, in my high school, I met some cool band dudes.
Thank you.
I didn't say all of them were weirdos, but the majority were.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That's why you got to split it in half.
And I ain't go to a black school, so maybe I'm skewed.
Well, I didn't go to a black school neither.
Okay.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, so we all had to say, so all our band kids were weirdos then.
No, they weren't. I wasn't weird, nigga.
But what I'm trying to tell you is my high school was 90% white and 10% black.
Woo. Yeah, you definitely.
So I ain't gonna mention the high school I went.
Y'all play Star Wars at homecoming. That's what y'all band played, the Star Wars thing.
But damn sure I ain't gonna give them the satisfaction. But what I will say is this. Some of them is cool.
Yeah. Okay.
The other ones, they, you know, yeah, bro.
Yeah. One time at band camp, head ass niggas. That's what's up. Well, look, EJ, man, I'm going to let you go, man. We can finish this show, but I appreciate your information,
Thank
man.
You.
No problem, girl. Appreciate y'all, Queen and King.
Yes,
Thank
sir.
Thank you.
All right. So, I don't know how we got into that. But, hey, let us know at home. Were the band kids cool at your school, or were they weirdos? Now, if you went to an all-black school,
band kids was
the
shit.
I ain't going to front. If you went to either my town, if you went to Dudley or Smith, you probably was in the band, you probably was cool. But if you went to Page or Grimsley, you know what I'm saying? You was in the band, you was weirded out. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to everybody that was in the band, man. No disrespect, because we got musicians out of that. Well, Queejern, we do have an outline we need to jump into. Sometime so let's go ahead tonight. And get into it. Start off with the Twitter news. Elon Musk has planned to buy Twitter for $44 billion. Now, first of all, I don't know why you would want to buy Twitter. I mean, what would be the point?
I think it's just some rich people just washing hands with money.
It just,
like, it's not even a real deal.
I just don't understand. Okay, let me read the article before we get into it. It said Elon Musk is the new owner of Twitter, purchasing the company for $44 billion. And one of the quickest turnarounds for an individual to purchase a business. It's one of the quickest turnarounds for an individual to purchase a business. I don't understand why they say that. It's rare to see a deal this size close so quickly. Okay, I guess that's what they're saying. Silver said, but you do see it in private equity world, but that's usually shrouded away from the public's attention. Musk buyout of the social media company means he is taking Twitter private. Jim Cox, a professor at Duke Law, said this will be a significant change and the impacts will likely be felt quickly by users. He has no reporting responsibilities. Right now, Twitter is a publicly traded firm. It has to file periodic reports annually and quarterly. And even after significant events like this, much more transparency. What we're going to see is this disappears for Twitter. Wow. So you might be right. Musk might be using Twitter to launder some money. Musk might be a drug dealer. No longer will the public be able to see into Twitter's financials, said Cox, because Musk is removing it from being a publicly traded company. So if you have stock, I wonder what does that mean? This means Musk can essentially make whatever changes he wants, says Silver, but within reason. One of the first changes Musk has been vocal about is adding an edit button to Twitter. Because sometimes you get that tweet off, and it's fire, but then you realize, like, man, I got a misspelled word in that motherfucker. Autocorrect got my ass. Instead of nigga, that shit say Ogaden. And you're like, what the fuck, man? So, you know, they said... Cox also pointed out that Musk will have to run some of the bigger changes, such as his ideas to allow different kinds of speech and into banning users by others in the company. Wow. So listen, so this is what Musk tweeted. He said, free speech is the bedrock of a functioning democracy, and Twitter is the digital town square where matters vital to the future of humanity are debated. I also want to make Twitter better than ever by enhancing the product with new features, making the algorithms open source to increase trust, defeating the spam bots, and authenticating all humans. Twitter has tremendous potential. I look forward to working with the company and the community of users to unlock it. So it looks like he has plans for Twitter. He's going to make it, open it up, add some functions. You know what that means, right?
What?
Trump coming back then. Because if he does this, and unbans all the banned people. Like, Twitter, it might get bad over there. I don't know if all the porn and all the, what is that going to deliver? Because Twitter is one of the places you go, you could be just scrolling your timeline, reading about the basketball game that's on. Next thing you know, somebody didn't retweet a sex scene in your timeline. So I don't know if they're going to get...
Now you want to blame the people.
That's what happens.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because...
That's like, why y'all like to be on there, must
No,
be.
I like Twitter because it's live action. Like, if something's going on, you go on Twitter and it's like, we watching TV together, the shit make it more fun. Mm-hmm. Or some event, like you go to Twitter. Like, when you want news, I go to Twitter first. And type in the keyword and see what's going on, because you have people actually on the ground in these towns or wherever it's going on. Mm. You're getting live before the news. So Twitter is usually on point with the news. That, you know, I'm not saying accuracy, because Twitter don't get nobody hired. They'll get you fired, but they won't get you hired. You know what I'm saying? So that's the... And, you know, it's been some success stories off Twitter. You got Jesus and Mero off the Twitter. That's where they made they, you know, how they got off, and a lot of other people. But, you know... You know, you got black Twitter. I don't know about white Twitter, because I'm not white, but, you know.
You're not.
No. So I don't know what's on white Twitter. But, yeah, man, so Twitter is a... And you as a person that doesn't use it, I mean, has this enticed you more to, like, you know, you're like, hey, I want to get a Twitter account now.
No. I mean, I don't know nothing about it, so what am I going to get it from?
No. Like, Twitter, basically...
I mean, if you just talk about people going out there saying stuff, I say stuff on Facebook. I don't need to say nothing everywhere.
See, that's the thing. Facebook, okay, I think this is what happens in the social media world. Facebook is usually your family. So you don't really cut up on Facebook. If you one of them niggas that cut up on Facebook, you just don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, them niggas that be wilding out on Facebook, you a wild ass nigga. Stay the fuck away from me. Because usually people act like they got sense on Facebook because your mama there, your auntie's there. You don't want to have to be explaining too much about a post. Like, you might be quoting a rap song. Like, then one time I said, the neighbors think I'm selling dope. Motherfucker in the comments, hey, man, what you... Motherfucker, that's... Everybody else knows it's a rap song. But yo, oh, don't...
But you shouldn't even be out there.
That's my whole point. You shouldn't even be out there.
I appreciate my mama for not being on the social media.
Exactly. So, that's the thing. So, Facebook is usually for family. Twitter is where you get ratchet, you know what I'm saying? And just, like, say what you want to say, whatever. That's Twitter. Instagram, you know, that's kind of... Snapchat, really, like, that's either for kids or... I don't understand. I mean, I have one for Nappy Afro purposes, but I just don't... It's not necessary, because it's 24 hours, then it should delete. So it make you think like you're doing something, you know.
So what about the TikTok?
TikTok, I have a TikTok, but I don't record no video. I only have TikTok to watch, because sometimes you have to have TikTok to watch TikTok. Mm. So I have a TikTok just for that. Never posted a video or nothing. Mm. Not one. Mm. And that's just what is there. So I can watch TikToks, you know. So that's, but, you know, usually, and TikTok's really not that interactive, you know what I'm saying? I guess you could message people, whatever, but it's usually a platform made for the videos. The videos are the star. I don't, you know what I'm saying? So I don't really know if you can message on TikTok, or I don't think it's too much. I guess the replying is what makes the social aspect of it, but you know,
people be going viral from TikTok, so they're doing something on that.
And we've been on Twitter since about 07, 08. We got on Twitter, so we've been on Twitter for a long time. And, you know, I remember being on Twitter the night of the white Bentley. Everybody thought DJ Khaled was doing the OJ shit, and they thought he was going to kill himself, but it wasn't DJ Khaled. I remember the night on Twitter where Erykah Badu was tweeting while she was having one of her kids. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I forgot which child that was born.
She don't have that many, is it?
I mean, she got about three. Okay. You know what I'm saying? At least three. I know she got one by Andre, one by DOC. And I think she got one by Jay Electronica. So this is Jay Electronica, baby. Yeah. So, yeah.
They all boys?
I know seven, and I know seven's a boy. I don't know. I know she got at least one son. I don't know.
Well, I know.
Yeah. I don't know what the sex of the other babies, but it really doesn't matter these days. Yes, yes, yes. So, that's all I had to say about Elon Musk. I call him Leon Musk. If he was black, his name would be Leon Musk. But he white, his name is Elon Musk. You know he's African-American?
He's not.
He is. He's from Africa.
Okay.
And he's an American. So what did that make him? Say it with your mouth. What did that make him? African-American. Elon Musk, the richest man in the world, is an African-American. Shout out to him. You have a job, right?
Currently.
How would you feel if your job added in a, let's read this right, this is sent in by Saul Wright, company offers employees pods to masturbate in, complete with VR headsets.
How long you get to stay there?
A company has taken the unusual step of offering their employees pods to masturbate in while at work as an employee benefit, which is usually things like a dental plan or free coffee. The Cyprus-based adult website StripChat installed 4 pods for its 200 employees and will allow them 30-minute paid breaks during work hours to make use of the pods. The decision to install the pods was made to help employers cope with the stress of the COVID-19 pandemic. With 200 employees sharing the 4 pods, they may not have access to stress and awkwardness involved in queuing at work for onanism? Onanism? I don't know how to say that word.
Well, you know, I don't masturbate, so.
Yes. The pods, which look like large futuristic balls, are equipped with 4K screens, Oculus Quest VR headsets, tissues, and a comfortable chair to masturbate in. It will also not be BYOL, as lube will be provided by the employer.
That's disgusting.
Surprisingly, the company is not the first to offer masturbation breaks. Last year, Erica Lust Films, who employs 36 members of staff, began letting her staff have 30-minute masturbation breaks, again, due to the agitation people were feeling during the pandemic.
You trying to give them the pandemic? You trying to give them the coronavirus? If you telling me 200 people got 4 pods to work in? Mm-hmm. 4 pods to play with your private area in? Mm. That's nasty.
I mean, but you got
to
think about
how many people coming there to clean it up? Nobody's coming to clean it up.
One to 200.
You got lube. Do you have sanitizer?
1 to 2.
Do you have Lysol?
So listen. They say the company went more low-tech, offering a masturbation station rather than a high-tech ball in which you can crank one out. A masturbation station. Wow. Wow.
That's gross. Like, who needed it at a job? Like, you ain't there but 8 hours now. Hell. Fuck before you leave. Fuck when you get home. But it ain't no need for you to do that in between time.
I think this article is full of puns. Cause let's to this sentence right here. The head of communications at the firm suggested that the break could actually benefit the employer too. Like, so I got to know, Queen Germ.
I'm not taking part in that. Would you use
this at work?
No.
I have to be like
I don't masturbate at home, so why would I be masturbating at a job?
I mean, sometimes you got to rub one out.
Fuck somebody.
Nah, I ain't.
That's one thing. If you saying we fucking at the job,
I don't understand.
But I don't see why you damn got to be in a corner over here playing with your pussy at the damn job. That's nasty.
I don't understand the need to jack off at work. Like, you cannot wait 8 hours. Like, come on, dude.
I'm trying to figure out what is there to jack off and play with yourself about. Like,
I mean, shit. Like, listen. I don't understand. It just doesn't. If you cannot work a regular hour shift, 8 hour shift, 10 hour shift, 12 hour shift without jacking off or playing with your cooch, you have a problem.
Yeah.
You have a problem.
That's not. Your employees got problems if they thought that was something that y'all needed to have.
Now, I get it. The kind of place that it is. Like, this ain't your regular place. Y'all that oversexed. Maybe it's a porn place that they work at.
That's what I'm saying. But you see that much porn, so now you got to grab your dangling?
I guess. You sitting there watching people fuck all day, then you just like, well, I might as well get it in. Wow. Strip chat. Man, so I don't know. I don't know how I would feel about that. I definitely wouldn't feel great about it. Like,
I know the shit ain't sanitary. I can tell you that. Because people ain't just busting nuts inside their clothes and going back to work. Mm. You got to relieve that shit outside of your garments. So
you
got to
like steam the whole room after everybody come out there.
Thank you.
Because you said sitting in a chair is one chair in that motherfucker. Like, I wouldn't have no chair.
It's 4 stations, right?
It's four stations between the 200 people, yes.
But you said something about it was 1 pod.
4 pods.
With 4 stations. No. 4 pods, but 4 stations in each pod. So it's actually 16 available stations.
It's 4 pods.
Period. So you private. Everybody private.
Yes.
Playing with their privates.
Okay. Yes, you in private, playing with your private. I said the other place had a masturbation station. Okay. The other job, she was first with it. Okay. But this person built a pod that's shaped like a ball.
Yeah, so you can go up in there.
So you can go up in there, get in there, get off. I'm not with it.
It ain't sanitary, Joe.
I mean, I wonder, is it just one person? Like, you can only be in there by yourself? I guess the job said, look, man, we can't have y'all in there fucking.
They might as well.
Like,
why not? What we going to do? Because
that's opening up some,
If anywhere that the people encourage you pulling your dick out, they down for whatever can happen. Man. And that's having sex. Sexual harassment, any other type of thing, because the way they define these things, I could come in the room and you can already be in there and you say something inappropriate, now I got a lawsuit.
Exactly. So that's why you can't. That's why it got to be one person in there.
But I'm just saying.
Because no cameras in there. It's my word against yours. So they like, you know what? Just keep multiples out. You can only be in there by yourself.
But if y'all don't handle it correctly, if you so hard pressed, right? Your dick hard, you're running into the room. You don't remember to flip that thing to say that, you know, it's occupied. I see it still got a vacant sign. I come on in. I come in trying to do me, and you already in there. Then I could want to do something with you.
No.
Or I may not want to do something with you. But it ain't your fault that I want.
I want to do nothing with you. And you, either way, you ran in on my space. I could sue you. Like, hey, get the fuck out of here.
And then I'd be like, oh, damn, I ain't know you had it going on like that, Johnny.
And then now you're going to HR.
Hey, and it's your word against mine, so exactly. I'm lying.
So, yeah, so that's why they say keep multiples out the pod. Keep them out.
If you got a pod, you need to go ahead and do what you do.
Yeah. Wow, that's crazy.
What goes on in the pod stays in the pod.
Queen Germ, did you hear about the $500 wedding?
I did.
First of all, give me your thoughts on it. What you think about it? Without going into specifics.
I mean, it's self-explanatory. It's a $500 wedding. It was great. It was what you should do. Because, I mean, why would you spend a whole bunch of money on something? Because
I want to stunt. It's my wedding day.
That's cute and all. But their friends and those kids, young people, they're going to be married for a long time. Mark my words. People will come back and say the 10-year anniversary of the $500 wedding people. Mm-hmm. 20 years, 30 years, they'll be talking about the people. Why? Because they had a good support system. Because the reason why their wedding was cheap was because the people that were their guests were willing to put some money, you know what I'm saying, put some money into it. Mm-hmm. So they didn't come to the so-called reception and expect to have a catered meal. They came to a venue. They didn't have reservations. The people paid for their own food and drinks. So when you got a village around you that's supporting you and you want to be married and not wanting to be broke or go into debt when you first get married to this man, them the kind of people that'll help y'all make the right decisions and stay married.
Okay, so let's go ahead and get into it. Says a California couple is receiving nationwide attention for their $500 wedding, complete with a $47 dress from Shine. Did I say that right?
Uh-huh.
And a reception. The couple in question is Kiara and Joel Broken Bro.
That's the name.
Was able to chop down on costs for the main ceremony by utilizing an area off the Angeles Crest Highway.
It was free.
Yep. Per report from regional Los Angeles outlet KABC-TV. The couple did not apply for a public permit. Instead, they chose to invite roughly 30 to 40 friends and relatives, leaving the couple to pay only for guest chairs and a wedding arch. For the reception, the couple chose Misty's Lounge in Ontario, where guests pay for their own refreshments. Also boosting the success of the $500 wedding was the variety of support the couple says they received from family, with relatives being reported to have helped out with flowers and a cake. So I gotta know. So this is
Black people, and I love it.
Yes. For comparison's sake, the national average cost of a wedding in 2021, at least according to data from a wedding marketplace, The Knot, was $28,000. When broken down by state, the data shows that the average cost of a wedding in California in 2021 was $33,000. Neither figure includes the cost of an engagement ring. So, Queen Germ, I got to know. Would you spend $28,000 on a wedding?
I didn't, so I guess I wouldn't. I just feel like it's just a waste of money. Like, you can get some nice things for a decent price. She's a slender woman, so she can get away with wearing a dress from Shine or whatever, because her dress was $47. It did look decent. It didn't look cheap. Mm-hmm. Although the groom's suit, he bought a suit for $100, so his suit cost more than her little dress. But nonetheless,
his suit cost more than a lot of items. Yeah, he probably had apparently the most expensive item.
Must have. And it's just, my thing is, 20%
of the wedding went on his suit.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And it's just like, you know, it's a good thing to think about, because you don't want to go into a relationship and y'all supposed to be together for the rest of your life and all you thought about was, oh, I want to look fly for my people, or I want to impress these people, when half these people that y'all trying to impress ain't got a spouse they self.
Yep.
And then if they got one, they may not have the best relationship. So, hell, it ain't really worth doing. And I think when you are smart enough to realize that those things are not important, your relationship is built on so much more than just stunting on people.
And then you don't want to start a relationship off in the damn red. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, it was a nice, you had a great time. Y'all spent $20,000 on the wedding. Then y'all had a honeymoon. So y'all done spent total $30,000+. Let's just say y'all spent $33,000 on the wedding and everything. I hope y'all got a house. You know what I'm saying?
And that's the thing. Half of them, they may or may not, but yeah. Even still, it's
I hope
like
you
nobody,
recouped it in gifts, at least.
You never do.
You at least got to get a third back in gifts. If I spend $30,000 on my wedding, I got to get $10,000 in gifts.
And that's how you know you came out on top. Not only because you only spent $500, but
No. The $500 wedding, if I contributed anything, that was your gift.
I get it. But what I'm saying is, if we only spent $500 and you didn't come away with no gifts, you still came out ahead because you only spent $500. Hell, you could spend $500 going to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
So you got married and you did all of that. Mm. You got memories. You done had a photographer.
Yeah, they talk about you on the Frocast.
Thank you. And
I don't even know you.
All over the place. Mm-hmm. So you
other
doing something,
don't matter,
and I
Queen
hope.
Germ.
Yeah, but I hope that this sparks a trend.
They probably don't have the content to talk about this anyway. They probably wouldn't talk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But I mean, I hope it sparks a new view of what weddings should be about. Not that everybody's going to try to have a $500 wedding, because the girl said they didn't even set a price point. Mm. They just were. They knew that they wanted to be as frugal as possible. Was her words. And so I think it just makes sense. You don't have to do it like, you know, bare bones, but just think about what you're doing. Don't buy the most elaborate dress just because you can or whatever, because there's so many people, not knocking anybody, but it's many people who don't make it. Mm. So you telling me I'm going to still be paying on the wedding after I got a divorce? That's crazy. So
how much we paid for our wedding, Queen Jern? Estimate.
I mean, we didn't.
How much money do you think we probably had to come out of pocket for our wedding?
If we're talking about just the wedding thing.
Wedding and reception.
Us?
Us?
We?
Yeah. It cost us probably about $400-$500 at the most.
Yeah, because we only had to pay for our stuff and party favors.
Yeah.
Because my aunts and stuff, they did
the food,
big little thing
stuff.
With the food and stuff. We had our wedding at the church, and the reception was at the church, so we didn't pay for that.
Yeah.
So, your tux, my dress. I think my dress might have been $200 with alterations. Mm. Your suit, your tux rental was probably like $100-something. So
if it was that.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, we
had some flowers. My homegirl made the flowers. So
see? Look at that.
That was her gift. Mm. Then we had programs and stuff done by the family. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't, we didn't spend a lot of money.
We didn't spend a lot of money. They could have talked about us 20 years ago.
But there was no social media.
Yeah, it sure wasn't. You know, it wasn't nothing to talk about. But our story is similar. We did the same way, but we ain't con no people and make them buy their own shit. I'm just saying, it seemed like it. Like, you got me to pay for your wedding and shit. Like, nah.
I mean, we got some real good gifts.
And we got gifts.
We didn't spend no money, and we got a TV. We got lots of checks.
We got a washer and dryer.
That was like, the bomb.
We got some good items.
And these were some brand new items. These wasn't no family hand-me-downs.
Hell no.
These was pop and tag items.
TV, so. That was the silver TV, right? Yeah, they had the flat screen. Notice that flat screen, not the, just the screen was flat. Like, exactly. It was still big back, but the screen was flat, you know what I'm saying?
So, got us some good items for a starter on family.
Yes, sir. But yeah, man, so. People, I'm telling you, don't spend a lot of money on your wedding. I know women, y'all think about that day your whole life. It's really the
don't
process.
Don't do that.
I'm just saying, I'm be honest with you. The process of you walking in and reading the vows, that shit ain't worth all that fucking money. The reception is where it's at. Have a cheap wedding, dope reception, and call it quits. That's all you got to fucking do. The process of you getting married is really overrated. You're really not there that long. You know what I'm saying? We waiting for the bride because she motherfucking late. She's sitting there taking 2-3 hours and shit. Motherfucker sitting there, it's hot outside. You sweating and shit. The bride ain't finally coming.
How many times have you been married?
I only been married once. So I'm talking about all the weddings I see.
Oh.
And what I see on TV, I don't go to no weddings. I probably been to, like, including mine, I probably been to 1, 2, maybe 3, 4 weddings. Maybe 5 at the most. Mm. Yeah. I don't really like going to weddings. That shit boring. Like I said, it's overrated. You all dressed up for that little bit
of
time.
And then I
was in that wedding. I was the best man. And I was just like, man, let's hurry. Get this over so I get out of these fucking shoes.
You know? You sad, though. Because if the weed man was at the damn place, I bet you get, was set.
Is that nigga smoking?
You were standing in them shoes then.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
If I know we're gonna have a bomb ass ceremony like like Scully did Louie and Uncle Jerome wedding on Snowfall, yeah, I'll be there for that one.
I don't know who that
is. Yeah, you had to see that scene. Nigga poured LSD into the chocolate fondue thing. So everybody that ate the chocolate at the party, they was all tripping balls. That's it. That shit was crazy. I said, man, that shit would be cool.
And would not be.
Yes. So, yeah, man. So that's all we got to know. The $500 wedding, man, that shit is lit. I think more people should do it. We did it first. I'm not going to say we did it first. But, yeah, we did it. It's worked for us. Look at us. We've been married almost 20 years. So, I know some people that paid $30,000. They ain't together no more. And like she said, they still paying for that wedding.
Yeah.
That's got to be the most hurtful thing, sending that money to that nigga. Like, I'd be like, where goddamn Joe at to damn bail me out of this one? Well, speaking of bailing out, man, long time ago, BZ challenged me to do a ancestry DNA test. You know, I always told him, you know, I don't believe in that shit, blah, 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 that shit just lying, no way they know anything, yada, 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 all this shit, right? So BZ, he said, I tell you what, you take a test, and when you get the results, you read it live on the Frocast, and only one person has read these results, and that's me. So Queen Germ doesn't even know my results. The world, I'm about to read my results to the world and let y'all know what I got on this ancestry thing. First of all, just tell you the process of it. It comes in a little kit, got like a little vial in it. They tell you to fill it up to the line with spit, which I thought was weird because, you know, you're just spitting in a little. But it's a little device where it catches all the spit. And then once you fill it to the line, you put the stabilizer in it. You know what I'm saying? And you shake it up and shit. Mm-hmm. And then, you know what I'm saying? Then you put it in a little packaging. You know, they got the little post-paid packaging. You send it off to them. So I sent it off maybe like April the 12th. Got my results back like yesterday. Now, I've always thought, you know what I'm saying? Because what I was told, you know what I'm saying? Heavy American Indian in my family, Native American, and, you know, some parts of whatever, some parts of Africa, whatever like that. You know, I was just like, yeah, whatever. But got my results back, and here they go. Queen Germ, are you ready? Now, when I get through reading these, I still want to be able to say the word nigga, okay? I just want to preface that with, I still want to be able to say the word nigga after I read this. So, I got 1% Norway. That fucked me up right there. Then I got 1% Ivory Coast and Ghana. Then I got 2% Scotland. So we had 3% already, right? Mm-hmm. Then I got 2% Senegal. Then I got 5% England and Northwestern Europe. So where we at now, Queen Jern? 2, 1, 3 plus 5 is what? 8%.
2, 1, 3. Okay.
Huh? 8%.
You said
2, 1, and 5.
2, 1, and 5 is 8.
That's what I said. 8%. Okay. Then we got 6% Ireland. So where we at now? 6 plus 8.
I said you was just at 8, 14.
So we at 14%. Then we got 15% Mali. Where the hell is Mali at?
I don't know. You should be on the map. Them your people.
I mean, you're my sidekick. You're supposed to be looking at Mali right now. Just see what Mali is. Come on. You found it? M-A-L-I?
It's in West Africa.
Okay, so Mali's in West Africa. Okay, cool. Then we got another 17% Benin and Togo.
That sounds like African, too.
It sure is Togo.
Yeah.
That's 17%. Then we got 22.
That's West Africa, too.
Okay. Then we got 22% Nigeria.
Okay, we know that's African.
And then the major one, 29%, Cameroon, Congo, and Western Bantu peoples.
They just gave you whatever. That shit ain't real.
I thought that too. I said, they just gave me some bullshit. But then they showed me all my matches. I was like, they go cuz. Like.
I mean, because y'all niggas went and gave them y'all saliva. They can make up anything shit.
But how did it, but that let you know it's a DNA match, right?
If you say so.
So, would you be willing to do one?
Nah.
Why not?
What am I going to do one for? Because I know I'm black. Y'all the ones don't know where y'all from.
Where you from, Crenshaw Mafia?
I don't even know who that is, sir.
There was some boys in the hood. When the nigga said something about people from Africa, he said, I ain't from Africa. I'm from Crenshaw Mafia.
Well, nonetheless, I'm glad.
So Queen Germ's the next one that's going to do one.
I'm not doing that.
You're
shit.
Doing it.
No, I'm not.
I just want, we have to.
Why?
Because I did it. You have to do
no,
it.
I don't. Yes. I know who I am.
And then I, oh, you they give you the option to destroy your sample. You know what I'm saying?
Or do what? What are they gonna do with it? Play with it?
I don't know. They might create a nigga. They got a little DNA, nigga. They can do all kinds of shit. But I guess with the stabilizer,
they
probably
should have not allowed them to do nothing else with it.
Oh, okay. So yeah, so it's safe then. It got stabilizer in it. The stabilizer changes things. So you know,
I'm just saying, like whatever they had to do to kind of like
extract
to extract that to do the DNA test, then I would think that you really can't do much with it after that. But who knows? Yeah. I don't do a lot of that. But yeah, so I'm glad you know you're mostly black, which we knew. But
that 14%, it really bothers me.
I don't see why. Because y'all know y'all ain't 100%. Y'all know y'all ain't 100%, nigga.
What you mean?
You always want to be talking about, oh, where your people from, what your people about. I mean, half of your DNA, you didn't even know where the fuck it came from. So how you sit here and try to stand like you, oh, I'm the realest. Nigga, you not real.
I bet you yours is probably maybe more than 14%.
Nigga, it's in my hair.
I don't give a damn.
It's in my hair. It's in my skin. It's in my nose. It ain't. I ain't y'all. I can tell you that.
What?
Not y'all.
What that mean?
I'm not y'all.
What that mean?
I know I'm black, nigga. Wow. I promise you, whatever, if I got any white in there, it's going to be less than your shit. Less than your shit. Put money on it.
Okay. We can do that.
Yeah.
We can do that.
Yeah. Since we want to force somebody's hand to get an ancestry, okay. I can promise you that. Make sure you send me your results so I can have them. We can't have nothing getting doctored up. Because I know niggas is good with the internet.
No, no, it's
and the
on
electronic
there.
Devices. I
it's
need to
on
see
there.
The shit.
Ain't nothing you can do about it. It's on
I'm
there.
I'm just saying, I just want to see it.
Okay.
Yeah.
We can look at it. You know, it's there. It's mm-hmm. there. I can't change that. But yeah, that's bet. You know, 14 is the number.
Yeah,
over 14 under.
The number.
Over under 14.
And it's going to be under, my nigga.
13
even
and a half.
Even if it ain't the 13.
The line is 13 and
it's
a half.
It's 13.9. That's less than 14.
The line is 13 and a half. Over under 13 and a half, people.
Like I said, 13.9.
That means it has to be 14 to win. That's the
but
tie.
I don't know the little gambling terminology. Yeah. When you say 13.5, that means to me 13.5. So I'm telling you 13.9 and less. So
yeah, they're
whatever.
Not gonna give you a percentage. It's gonna be a whole number.
Also, those didn't have no fractions.
No fractions.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Well,
yes. So we're gonna see, man. I'm a man of my word. I read my ancestry out. I just like I said. I still think I can say the word nigga. I mean,
you can't.
It's only 14%. It means it's 86%. You know what I'm saying? Black. 86. Mm-mm. Then I got some, you know, heavy hitters on there. Cameroon.
Where else did you think your people came from? Cuba?
No.
Okay, then so what are you talking about? Something?
I thought mine's gonna be Native American.
Yeah, and it ain't. Ain't none of it is.
Then it said that hold on.
You ain't got now Indian up in your family. Not one.
Yes, it do, because it's
who?
Listen, I'm about to read it.
Mali?
To you.
That was West Africa.
They said early North Carolina African Americans. It said the Little PD River. What you call them? Native tribe, yeah.
What percentage?
That's just the DNA community. It's in the DNA community. That's what they got.
That's
in.
The lies your uncle done put in them people.
No, that's what it is. It's got to.
Because they all undid it. I know all of them done did it. They like that type of shit. They done say that at a family reunion before.
I see some of them on there too.
Yeah. And they done lied. That's why they done put that in there.
Oh, no.
They say, oh, yeah, they all saying the same thing, so we got. I guess we got to
I didn't say that, so why did it get beat?
You kin to the niggas.
But the link, it had to be a link, though, is what I'm saying. The DNA had to match.
I mean, you barely matched the ones that you with.
Wow.
I mean, I'm just being real, you
the
know.
Dirt.
I mean,
the
it's
dirt.
Just real.
The dirt, man.
It's just real, man.
Ooh.
It's just real.
Well, damn, man. Guess, start shouting out my Cameroon brothers. Where say it was? Cameroon, Congo?
Mm-hmm.
Cameroon, Congo, and Western Bantu people. So shout out to Cameroon and Congo. I got to get me one of them flags now.
Okay.
And West. Stop. Don't do that. Don't disrespect my countryman like that. Don't disrespect my countryman like that. Like,
you
see,
don't know anybody.
You a lost. You don't know where you from. See, you know, see you. You
I know
lost.
Where I'm from.
You lost.
I know where I'm from.
Crenshaw Mafia.
Yeah.
Yes.
If that's what you want
you
to call it,
saying?
Sir.
You know.
I promise you, I ain't 14% white. I promise you that shit.
I can't wait to get yours back because you popping off rich. Your shit going to be like 33%. Yeah. And you'll be like, how? You're going to be like, how?
No way, baby. I can tell you that now. My people is black.
I got
They blackity black. All y'all did not ever want to be black. Y'all, you holler about y'all? Some Indian. You know good and well y'all niggas wasn't no Native American.
Native.
Whatever you want to call it. The shit ain't, it's not coming from a bad place when I say it. So
but you shouldn't say it.
It's culture. Okay?
It's not culture. Yeah.
If I work my way out of it, it is what it is.
Okay.
Y'all let white people say all kind of shit. Then
no,
I got
let, I don't let them say shit, so don't do that.
That's what y'all do.
I don't let white people say shit. But yeah, man. So Queen Jer, I can't wait to see hers. Cause she popping a lot of shit.
I mean, because I know facts. I got my shit together.
Yeah.
Like I said, what you call it? The reason why you got a Y chromosome is the reason why you got the 14% that you got.
I
promise you, that's where that shit came from.
You think so?
I know so.
Okay.
I know so.
I got you.
But it's all good though.
Yep. It's all good, man.
It ain't changed nothing.
Shout out to my countrymen.
I mean, but it's funny how you just only isolating
my Congo. One set.
What about them other people that you supposed to be? Them 14%. Shot their ass out.
Ain't
okay, well, that means you ain't real.
I'm shouting out the major, the 29%, the majority.
Mm-mm.
The Congo and Cameroon Mm-mm. and the Eastern Bantu Mm-mm. peoples. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So shout out to them. You know what I mean?
And who else? Tell us who else you got.
What?
What else you got? You said the 14%ers. Who are they?
The 14%ers?
Yeah, what is that?
We don't speak on those.
Oh, okay. So now we denying parts of who we are.
What you mean?
So that means you telling me I'm lost, but you...
I'm not
you
lost.
You are aware, and you still lost. That's why...
I can't...
Okay.
I can't... What? I'm not... I can't say nothing about... What was it? It was Scotland?
It's on your paper. I don't know, honey. I don't know. I don't have the thing.
It was Ireland, Scotland, Norway, and England, and Northwest
and
of Europe.
And all them together.
Well, no.
Yeah, this thing say.
You want the height? There you go.
Mm-hmm.
There you go, right there. You see the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to my Cameroonians.
White people now.
Cameroonians.
Because that's 11.
That's 14, nigga. We did the math.
Mm-mm. That's 15%.
No, it ain't. What country think? What country you added to that?
Maybe not.
What country you added on there? No. Come on.
I was looking at this Senegal.
Senegal's in Africa.
Let's make sure.
Nigga, that's Senegal.
I mean, shit, I ain't
the capital is Dakar.
Oh, so you know now you know the motherfuckers. A few minutes ago, you didn't know the niggas.
Mali was the one that I wasn't sure of. You looking it up? Mm-hmm. What's the capital of Senegal?
Dakar.
Come on, man. Carmen San Diego over here, dog.
Yeah, you Carmen San Diego don't know where the hell you come from.
I know now.
Yeah, Ireland. That's where you come from.
It's like 1%.
That's 6.
6% Irish. 6%. Potato picking. They're the black people of Europe, though.
5%.
They got black Irish people. Yes, they have black Irish. The Asiatic man was all over the world.
Mm-hmm. So what's
Europe is not Europe is not a continent. It's connected to Asia. So how is it a continent?
I ain't say it.
See what I'm saying? It had blacks over there. Don't think the black man went in Ireland.
Come on now. Y'all
These were
be,
black
y'all
Irish,
not
black
all
English
of a sudden.
People. These were black Scottish. You know what I'm saying? The Moors were everywhere.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
These were all black people.
Mm-hmm. Now you can't believe that you still
no yeah that. Exactly these were all black the black Scottish the black Irish and the black English and uh-huh. the black Norwegians
okay
all of them were black
okay
yes so don't try to do me like that don't do
I'm
me
not
like that
because like
all of the world was connected so
it was,
how could they
but
all
now
not
it's separated.
Exactly but see they were all black before they separated
they
and
were?
Shit yes so that's okay. all mine were black ain't
and
no
all of them all
yeah
of them was
still
all
100% quit playing with me dog
nah.
quit playing with me man
now you done had a revelation
yes I just did my history lesson in my head as I was talking you know and I remembered about the black Scottish the black Irish the black English and the black Norwegians so yeah still 100% holler at your boy
ain't no 100% nigga You a whole cracker out here.
No, I ain't. These were black. Oh, no, look it up. No, look it up. No. About the black Irish. Look it up.
I don't need to look it up. Nigga, look it up about people. The black. I don't need to know the
I want you to know that they exist.
I know you exist, baby.
Yes.
I know you exist.
Yes, and I'm 100% black nigga. Y'all know what it
no,
is.
No, 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 no. That, yeah. That woman, that letter is not for you.
Look up the black Irish, though.
Not for you anymore, sir.
Mm-mm. I can say nigga. Stop it. Mm-mm.
You finna get banned.
No. Mm-mm.
I can't believe the thing said 14% cracker.
Stop that. Yours gonna say.
That's the thing that I'm not understanding.
What you mean?
I ain't know. I said I'd never leave with a white man.
You ain't laying with a white man.
And you done scammed me. I want my money back.
It's top 10 time, man. Top 10 is where we take a list of a top 10 or something. Every week, cities in America, wherever we do, states, it don't matter. It's a top 10 list. And this week, we did a top 10 cities for musicians. Now, we need musicians in the world. We need somebody to play music. We need music. You know what I'm saying? Because music is getting trashed.
But then y'all say that the people in the band was the geeks or the
we need them. Scientists, the nerds in school, like that. But like people, I heard somebody say, I think it was Dolemite said, we didn't embrace our nerds. That's the problem with black people. We shunned our nerds, where in every other race, the nerds are accepted. You know what I'm saying? But black people, you know, we cool as a motherfucker. We can't be, you know, you can't not look cool. You know what I'm saying? So our nerds,
I'm a cool scientist.
See what I'm saying? Yeah, it's always exception to the rule. But most times, the geeks, we didn't accept them. We shunned them. And that's why they ran to the white girls and to the other people. Because they like, oh, you can be a geek over here. It's cool. But see, black people, I guess we started accepting our geeks now because, you know, the weirdos are the cool kids, you know, compared to when I... Yeah, 100%. Mm-hmm. Like, the motherfuckers today are antisocial. They don't know how to do anything. But they the cool motherfuckers. Like, they can't talk in person. But they witty with them goddamn two thumbs. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, that's all that matters.
So, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man. So, this is the top 10 city for musicians. And it goes like this. I'm going to go from 10 to 1. Number 10, Glendale, California. Number 9, Boston, Massachusetts. That's a tie for number 7. We got Los Angeles, California. And we got Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So, think about that. If you want to be a musician, it's a good chance for you to go to Pittsburgh just as it is in L.A. Ain't that crazy?
I wouldn't have believed it.
It don't make sense. Like, you have just as good a chance to make it in Pittsburgh, PA, than you do in LA. Wow. A city with 3.9 million versus a city with 300,000. Wow. Number 6, Atlanta, Georgia. Now, I don't know about that one. It's too many fucking rappers in Atlanta. I'm going to be honest.
But they said musicians, so maybe some
musicians, yeah, I guess.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, you know, rapping is a different genre of music, but I guess we can just go with whatever.
Yeah. Number 5, New York, New York. Woo! It's competition out there. Everybody go to New York. Everybody. Because everybody got that dream. They're going to go to New York. They're going to have that happenstance meeting with the executive. They're just going to bump into them at the coffee shop that they're working at because, you know, they're trying to pay a bill because they work at a coffee shop here. They do this and that. They deliver motherfucking pizza. They got 9 fucking jobs. But they just have this dream. So New York is at number 5. Number 4, we got Seattle, Washington. I remember a lot of people used to come out of Seattle, Washington. That's the whole grunge era of music and everything. Seattle was coming off. Number 3, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Prince. I guess Prince made a way for all y'all niggas. I tell you what,
I don't know who else came from there.
Yeah, I don't know, but I know something else about Minneapolis. Good podcasts don't come out of Minneapolis, but hey, that's another story for another day. Number 2, Washington, D.C. Hey, I guess.
Number
2 is Washington, D.C. for musicians. I guess they need musicians at all these soirees that the government be throwing and shit. So you can get a gig easy. Oh, yeah, I got to go play at this dinner tonight, man. You know, they want somebody to play the bass. I just learned what that was. I mean, I knew what it was, but didn't know what the name of it was. Thanks, Queen Germ. And number 1, the best city for musicians is San Francisco, California. I guess so.
Not too bad.
They say you have 2.77 music businesses per density. Okay, well. So, your top 3 would be which ones, Queen Jern?
My top 3, I'm going to say D.C. going to be number 1.
Wow.
Wow. I mean, I love DC. I'm going to say Atlanta would be my number two, and LA would be my number three.
My top three, man, we going LA. Guess I say Atlanta. And third one's going to have to be Glendale, California, because I'm not moving nowhere where it's cold. San Francisco's just too damn hot. It's too far north. Your bottom three, Queen Jern?
And so my bottom three, I guess we're going to have to say Minneapolis, Seattle, and New York.
My bottom three is New York, Boston, and we're going Minneapolis. Just too fucking cold up there, nigga. Like, it snow 3, 4, 5 feet, and your boss man still expect you to come to work. Like, nigga.
Like, what am I going to do in there?
Like, nigga, what the fuck, bro? Like,
how am I
going to
get there?
Like, bro, they're going to be like, oh, you ain't get your snow plow and plow yourself out? No. Oh, wow. Ah, that's, we got to write you up for that. Like, yeah, nigga. Definitely. Man, so yeah, so I'm not living nowhere where you get that motherfucking cold. Like, fuck that. 12 Kyle said he used to live up there. He used to work up there and fly home on the weekends and shit. He said he did that for about a year or so. And, you know, he's like, it's a beautiful place. You know what I'm saying? He said, you know, he said, but it's probably snow on the ground from goddamn November to damn April. Shit like that.
That don't sound fun at all.
Because, you know, snow.
Because I mean, once you see it, it's not. It's
but
not
it's like, yes, it snows. You get keep getting fresh snow on top of snow on top of snow on top of snow.
I'm saying, like, the excitement of it. Like, you beat somebody down south. Okay, the first couple of times it snowed, you're probably excited.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, going out there playing and eating. Like,
that shit is
old. That shit ain't. I remember that first time you was all happy. I was like, look at this. Like, I was just like. You was just like, oh, you want to have a snowball fight? You want to? I'm just like.
And that's the thing, like, you suck the joy
out
of stuff.
I mean, because I didn't understand that you had, I didn't realize,
I mean,
like,
I've seen snow before, but to be able to be there and it snowed that much, then yes. And then you have to admit, it was a harder snow than y'all normal snow, because that first year, they had said it was some record something.
Nothing ever beat the 96.
It didn't matter whatever it was.
But,
all I'm
I
telling
mean,
you,
but
it,
that's
was,
what
it was some kind of record something. I don't know if it was the quantity, the days it snowed, something. It was something on the news that I recall. And I was like, you make it seem like this is what happens every day.
It did. Like, it, but it's like, it wasn't, because snow, like, you've seen a lot of snowfall, like, from a kid. Like, it snowed every year in North Carolina. Like, it snowed. Like, we got big snow every year. You know what I'm saying? And so it wasn't nothing big. Like, you know, I was just like, oh, yeah. But you was just so
again,
happy.
Again, I see.
But you, just, I
somebody
mean, again,
who likes to suck the joy out
I wasn't
stuff.
Sucking the joy out of him. I was just like, what's the big, I didn't understand the magnitude that it was for you. So, that's our top 10. And we'll see what we have for y'all next week. Now it's time for TV Talk. Queen Jern, Wonder Years. How'd you like this episode? This spoke to me. This episode spoke to me right here.
It was good. I mean, I always liked the Wonder Years, but like I said, the only problem I have with it is that they need
Please
to change
stop
the
saying
name.
That.
I mean, I'm going to say it enough, since if you say we have millions
and millions
of listeners, then
and
they'll
they've
tell
asked
somebody,
that you stop saying it.
No, they haven't. They want to figure out what do I want to call it. I
the
want
Wonder
to call
Years.
It something other than the Wonder Years for Black people, but whatever. The thing is, it was. I mean, it's always a quality show. The daddy got tenure, so they was all excited about that. Then he wanted to try to take a sabbatical, do his little music career. Then the lady was that he got a little big break with or whatever. She was real fresh and doing the most. And yeah, it was mostly for her to just do it as a publicity stunt so that people would be into her act. But it's just kind of tasteless when you already knew the man was married. For you to be rubbing up on him on stage and trying to act like y'all had more than what y'all had going on. Especially when you realize, like, people, kids in the audience and stuff like that. So that wasn't cute. But the mama was very classy because she obviously just dealt with it and was really wanting to help her husband get to where he wanted to get with his career. So that was real nice of her. So the overall show was good. And then you got the brother who in the military,
Still staying at home.
Sneaking in the house. Like he a child.
Got curfew. He just don't understand it. He like, nigga, I was out dodging bullets 6 months ago. You telling me I got to be home by 12 or 1 o'clock? Like, nigga, please. Like, nigga, I almost lost my life. Like, you can't have me on no motherfucking curfew. Now, I get both sides of the coin. You know what I'm saying? Dad, you got to ease up a little bit, Dad. Like, this nigga's a hero. Nigga just came home from Walt. Nigga, like, you can't be telling him to be home by one, nigga. Like, no. You know what I'm saying? I get it. You got rules, but your rules different for the nigga that was just dodging bullets.
Your rules different.
I got a motherfucking, I got a disability check from the army, nigga. Like, I just move out if I was him.
But the boy don't want to move out because he ain't got no money.
He don't know how to live. He used to the military life. Yeah. You know, busy back then because nigga throwing in on the rent and shit.
I mean, he said he had a little something to give the daddy, so he gave him a little change.
So let me ask you a question. If you was a wife in this situation, how you would have handled it?
Oh, yeah, I would have cut
so
off.
So I say, hey, Queen Germ, listen, we had a new co-host to the podcast.
We wouldn't.
Just saying. We had a new co-host to the podcast. It's a woman.
And my answer would be, no, she's not.
Why not?
Like, it's one thing if somebody come and guess. You're not going to be a part of nothing that I got going on.
Why not?
You have to choose.
Okay, let's say this question. Mm-mm. People come to us, like, offer us a podcast deal, but they say, but we want to pair y'all with this person, and we want y'all to do the show that way. You taking a deal or not?
I'm not.
Why not?
I'm not working with no other female.
Why not? It's not.
I'm telling you that I don't want to. For the bag. I don't feel comfortable with that. That's not in it. It's got to be a very high ticket price for me to say I'm going to suck up my pride and say I'm going to work with this female, because I'm not. Like, I'm the woman. Therefore, I don't need no other woman around my man. Like, I don't agree with that. Like, we brought the talent to you. So, if you didn't think the show was what it was, you didn't want us here. So, you not finna tell me I'm bringing somebody else in here.
Sometimes, when the group, they put a group together. They're like, yo, we let's put this nigga with this nigga. Bam, we got magic. You know, so if they were like,
the same thing if they told you, say, oh, I don't really like y'all chemistry. Y'all think it works, but I don't think it works. We got another lady that we want to pair you with, and you wouldn't get that job.
Of course not, because, I mean, I wouldn't take it like that. But if they're going to take both of us and just add somebody to it, I'd be like, come on, we'd be crazy not to take that deal.
No, I mean, if you're comparing it to what happened in the Wonder Years episode, then it's somebody who is openly being extremely flirtatious with my man, and I will not stand for it. It will not happen.
You have to trust your man.
No, I won't. I don't. I don't trust people, period. So, therefore, if I'm uncomfortable with the situation, I'm not doing that. Okay, if you flirting with my nigga in my face, I don't know what you would do when I'm not in the room.
So, let me ask you a question. Let's say, for instance, $500,000 deal podcast. They're like, listen, you know, the person on here, and sometimes she gets kind of like, you know, crazy. Flirty, flirtatious, you know, you still went and...
No. What? $500,000?
Yes.
That's not enough money for me to let somebody disrespect me.
You're not going to get disrespect. Sometimes she ain't going to do nothing wild, but she might, say something like that, or, you know, occasional boob rub on the head or something like that, you know, something like that.
No. I'm good on that. Like I said, that's the shit that I'm just not for.
So we couldn't have a porn star on here to interview?
No.
Why not?
I'm saying you said to interview, that would be one episode. Okay. And then she'll get her ass cussed out too.
Why?
Just, I mean, you're not going to be disrespectful. I don't give a damn what your line of work is.
Not disrespectful. Just a...
If you sit in a chair and you answering questions, no. I don't have a problem with that. But okay. I said somebody that's openly being flirtatious and disrespectful, I'm never going to deal with that. So it's no amount of money that you're going to say, oh, I'm going to suck it up and just say, I mean, I'm cool with it. Like, hell, you gonna make me a millionaire because I can't do this but one time.
What if I get an acting role in a movie and they give me a love scene?
You're not.
What?
You're not an actor.
But let's just say, somebody say, hey, Tyler Perry's like, yo, I want you to be in my next movie. And I got a love scene. How you handling it?
I'm not handling it.
You just don't watch the movie.
I know you there. It's gonna take more than one take. So, no, you're not doing it.
What if I can get it done in one take?
You're not an actor. So it would definitely take a lot of time. And then you would probably use
I do Bad Black Cinema. I get practice every week. What you talking about?
Whatever.
I'm better than that girl Reed Lyons that was on that Beyond the Pole show.
Yeah,
she was. Oh, shit.
But yeah. I mean, I just feel like, you wouldn't be able to see me kissing no man. Mm. Even if it was supposedly for a show. You wouldn't be able to.
I wouldn't watch the movie.
You want to rub my face. I wouldn't watch the movie.
I just wouldn't watch it. I'm like, I want to see that shit.
But your friend's going to talk about it.
I wouldn't give a fuck.
And then that's going to make you want to.
Hey, man, your girl's in there.
She really liked that nigga.
I'm like, I don't give a fuck. She was acting, bro. She was supposed to look like that. Nigga, I don't give a fuck. So, I would never want to see
it. You hit enough times, you would look at it.
Nah, I wouldn't. I'm like, nope. Next up, man, we got Love is Blind, man. This show on Netflix, it's already been out. But we decided to watch it because we've been spending so much time together watching TV shows and stuff like that. So,
something that I really love doing.
Yes, we had a great time. And we watched Love is Blind. This was season 2 of it. Basically, the premise of the show is you date. It's like 14, I think, men and women in this in these pods where they they date in the pods. You know, so you might go to date on somebody one day and go on a date with. You try to meet all the people. And the premise is you're supposed to get married after you meet your person sight unseen. So you propose to this person without seeing them, and then you don't see them till after them. They didn't say yes to your proposal. And then you go on the process of living together. And
it's too fast. It's just too fast. I understand that you got to do certain things because you're trying to, build this relationship with somebody. And y'all trying to talk and y'all trying to get to know each other. But it's like, to me, you talking about a few weeks and these people saying that they love each other and they know so much about each other till it's like they really want to be together. I just don't see if in 3 weeks that somebody should want to marry you. Like, I understand because, I actually know that I can love somebody and I do. So I understand that, the process can happen in a short period of time, but 3 weeks is a bit strange.
That is the wild part about it. I just don't. There's no way that I would be one of the people that would like at the end. I'd be like, nah, I didn't find nobody. Because there's no way in the world that I fall in love with somebody in 3 weeks to enough to want to marry them. And I.
But see, they say it's the science behind it. So they sit down and they talk to you, and they talk to they got all your little data. And they said, okay, this is the kind of person that would be compatible with him. And so they made sure they found a lady that was like that. But what I did say, I think it would have been an awesome spin on the whole thing, is if a woman asked a man to marry her. And so that would have been a good spin because, of course, that's not traditional. But, hey, the whole show ain't traditional. So what would be the whole hard part about getting a woman who say, if I find a man that I actually like, I'm willing to ask him to marry me?
I think that's, I just don't want you getting on your knee and no shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I would never ask a man to marry me, though. So.
Why not? You just said you want to see somebody else do it.
No, I didn't say I want to see. I said that would be a nice twist or turn to the move. I mean, to the show.
Open season. If you want to marry a motherfucker, be like, yo, let's get married. Will you marry me? You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to get on your knee and look stupid.
I ain't saying that I'm against it, but I'm not doing it. Hey, not for me.
A lot of niggas will marry you, but you just add it. Like, okay, that's cool.
Yeah, and that's why I know that you didn't really want to do that shit.
No, it's just like, I don't know.
You're not finna just...
Niggas don't be knowing.
Yeah. And that's why niggas be by themselves.
Yeah. See, like I said, last time I was single, I think Nelly's song, Hot In Here, was hot in America. So I don't know too much about the dating scene, nigga.
Niggas is lame.
What that mean? I've been off the...
You lame, nigga?
I've been on the shelf for a minute.
It don't even matter. You're not romantic. You don't do none of that stuff.
I am romantic, girl.
And you sit here and laugh at your son talking about something.
Girl.
He don't need to go and
yeah, that shit,
put himself out there
made.
For somebody.
He don't need to do that if he's just a friend. Like, what you wasting? You wasting good game on a girl. That's, you know what I'm saying? You ain't getting no return on your investment, bro.
You don't know that.
I'm just saying. I mean, if y'all just friends, like, it ain't nothing gonna turn into
but
it.
Why can't she want to be treated like a young lady?
Because you're just my friend. I'm treating you like you're my friend. You know what I'm saying? It's like going to the
It's
like going to the prom with your cousin. Like, you ain't...
That's not the same.
You would
never fuck your cousin. But you can slide into some coochie if that's your homegirl.
But I don't want my cousin doing no promposal for me or doing no crazy shit. Nigga, you just take me to the prom, nigga, so I don't look lame with no date. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, like I said, another story for another day.
Yeah, you ain't got no game. You can learn a lot from myself.
I got a lot of game, girl.
You can learn a lot.
I got a lot of game. So, Love is Blind, y'all check it out. I'm not going to tell y'all nothing about it, but it was, I will tell you this, only 2 couples out of the 5 that made it to the proposal stage made it to the altar and got an I do.
It went from 14 to 5 to 2.
Yeah, 14 to 5 to 2. So, if this was a scientific experiment, I would say it failed. Because it's just too much, too many outside, what you call them things to change all the time.
Variants.
Too many variants.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? For the to stabilize the
yeah, because it's, I mean, like, it's so many variables that you could variables.
Have to take into, that's the word I was looking account for.
Because you got, you know what I'm saying, people who got certain religious beliefs. You got people who,
yeah, like,
you
know, the one man, the atheist proposed to the the Bible person. Thumper, yeah, and she said yes, but then was like, our differences. What the fuck you say yes
like
for?
I said, just like that man said when she saw him.
That nigga was ugly than a motherfucker.
Exactly.
He looked like an atheist. He looked like an atheist. That nigga was ugly.
So that's,
I know,
why.
I told you. When I was watching, I said, that nigga only atheist because he's so ugly. He said, why would God make me like this? So he stopped believing in God. Because he like, God, all the God cute creatures are beautiful. He like, not me. And you know what I'm saying? So that
motherfucker.
I said, that's the only reason why that nigga atheist, because he ugly, bro. Like, he just don't believe God would make a creature that ugly, bro. And
here he is.
And yes. So I mean that motherfucker ugly, bro.
He weird looking in the face, but he also is slim and short.
So. Ugh, disgusting. I don't like calling niggas ugly and shit, but that nigga ugly than a motherfucker.
I mean, he just looks so strange.
Yes.
He almost look like some kind of cartoon character, but
he,
I
like,
just can't,
a little monkey or some
is.
Shit. Because them ears, he like Curious George. And then he look like he white or Mexican, and you can't tell.
Yeah, he definitely he got to be some kind of Latino.
Something. See, he mixed with something. I forgot what his name was. It was started with an L, I believe. But anyway, check out Love is Blind if you're sitting around with your old lady, your girl. Why y'all want to sit around with jogging pants on the couch and binge watch a show. Next up, man, Snowfall ended. Snowfall, another good season, ended on a cliffhanger. Same thing still here. Fuck Louis. You know what I mean? And that's all I'm saying about Snowfall. Can't wait to see. They're coming up on this last season. So we're going to see. I don't want to ruin it. Some people haven't watched it, but, you know, just tell people we're watching that. I also watched the Magic, I Am Magic Johnson, whatever, his four-part series that he had on Apple TV. I guess he put that out to combat the Winning Time, the Lakers shit, to kind of, you know, both stories going out concurrently. You kind of see, like, well, I mean, that's what they said in Winning Time, the same thing you said. So how much of this shit is fake, nigga? Like, yeah, this is what you said. This is what you said. So I'm looking at all this shit like, Magic, you up here talking about, oh, I don't endorse that. Magic is just saying, like, how shit went down. Like, did you have a baby by Cookie Homegirl? You know what I'm saying? You know, you said that. Well, they said that in the show. I don't know if that was for real, for real. That might be what Magic is saying. Like, nah, Andre ain't Cookie Homegirl baby. You know what I'm saying? But it could be. We'll find out. You know what I'm saying? So, we will find out.
Hey, I mean, the churn good and grown now, so.
Yeah. And then, so watch both of them. Both of them worth watching. All I know is this. This Friday, Ozark, the final, the last 6-7 episodes coming out. So, that's what I'll be doing this weekend. You know, knocking that out. Watching old Ozark. So, that's all for TV Talk, man. We're going to ahead and move on, man. Queen Germ's favorite time of the show. It's Bad Black Cinema. Bad Black Cinema, or the BBC as we like to call it around here, is when me and Queen Germ act out situations suggested by you, the listener, or sometimes we just make them up. Before we get into this improv, we want to let y'all know we are not classically trained actors. We did not study at Juilliard. Hell, we ain't take any damn drama. We weren't even in drama club. But every week we come here and we do this for you guys. This week's situation goes a little something like this. Husband and wife disagree about lottery winnings. So, Queen Jern, would you like to set the situation since this is one you came up with? And I'm sure the people know because it said lottery in it. But go ahead.
Okay, so here we have it. Wife wins $1 million on her favorite scratch off.
Mm-hmm.
She's so excited, but then she remembers, with a lottery winning this big, I can't claim this because I got some tax problems. Mm. So I'm gonna need my better half to go ahead and redeem this ticket for me.
Okay.
So we had an agreement on how we want to redeem this ticket, and husband does not follow the rules. Mm. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Action.
Whoo, man.
Look at Look at the
space. What's going on? Why are you so excited? I'm watching my show, man. Dang.
Just look at the thing.
Look at what?
You see they got the symbol with the star?
Another scratch-off ticket. Okay, so what? I'm watching my show.
What's underneath the star?
Did I say $1 million motherfucking dollars?
$1 million. I finally won!
Hey, God, we won. Oh, my. Hold on. Let me pause my show. This is important.
Oh, now it's important.
Hey, I can. Let's see. You just won $1 million, baby. What's good?
So, listen. You know that I ain't got my tax.
I know about your tax problem.
I'm not trying to deal with that. But what I need you to do is, I want to get the lump sum. Listen now. Oh. I need to get the lump sum.
We need to get the annuity.
We're not that young.
So what?
It'll be more fiscally responsible
to get the annuity.
See, you already bringing down my high, and I don't even smoke. You over here with fiscal. That word don't even.
I mean, look, think about it. That's why you're in the trouble you in now, because you ain't been thinking fiscally.
That's about tax.
Yeah, so that's what happens when you go to Liberty Tax or whoever them did your taxes in that goddamn. That motherfucker ain't had no office. That was somebody's house. Then they used to cater food or something, and now they doing taxes.
That's a different set of people.
Well, that's who did your taxes and messed you up that damn time.
But listen, that's beside the point.
Okay.
We got $1 million. If we go ahead and get it cashed in, I know we'll have at least $700,000. So,
$700,000. You're looking at about $663,000.
Okay, close enough, $700,000.
But, like I said, but you get more close to $1 million if you take it over time, over 20 years.
Why?
That's like I said, you know
how much stuff I got to do with that money?
You had the same things you had to do when you didn't have the money.
But now I do.
But no, you don't. Think about it like that.
So we need to come to an agreement, because otherwise I'm going to just take my chances with the tax man, because I want the money.
I mean, listen.
So are you going to do what I asked you to do or not?
I mean, I go in there and cash the ticket in.
Okay, so I'm going to be in the car. You go ahead and make sure you get your
driver's license. I'll be right back.
5 minutes later. All
right, baby. Got the check. You ready to go on to the mall? Go on to the bank?
What this say?
I know we had agreed to do, I didn't agree to anything, actually. You had said you wanted to do one-time payment. I decided on my way in there, I was just like, well, it's going to be smarter if we do the annuity.
No.
Look, do the math. It's $1 million over 20 years. Do the math. That's like, what, $50,000 a year?
But that's not
that's what not I even need. That. That's like more than that. How much is it?
That's not what I need. Do you not realize I need the money?
But that's like I'm saying. It's like
$50,000.
Yes, that's more than what
I need.
We get $50,000 a year. We could get it changed to get the $50,000 spread out to every 2 weeks, however you want to get it every week. It doesn't matter. You know,
motherfucker, I asked you to do something so simple. You said
that's why I didn't do it, because it was too simple. I did the smart thing. I understand. Listen, you're gonna be mad at me, and I knew
it's
that.
I knew that. And that's the reason why I never let you do another thing.
It's done now.
I'm glad you're that savvy and your little sassy mouth. You want to around here saying whatever. That's not okay.
Yes, it is.
We had an agreement. What's the purpose of being married if you're going to do what the fuck you want to do?
We'll take this $50,000. Listen. Put 25.
No, I'll take it.
No.
Because what I was expecting to get was a check for $636,000, which you said would be what we were going to get out of a lump sum.
But we'll get more if we take the annuity, is what I'm saying. We get 800 and some thousand with the annuity.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
It's not okay. But I'm done with it at this point, because you got me with this bullshit ass check.
Bullshit.
How can I give anybody any money? I want $1 million, but I can't even go and buy my sister nothing or buy my mama nothing because you done fucked up my money.
Again, that wouldn't be fiscally responsible. You have to change. You have to change your habits. Look, you have $25,000 right here. In another year, you get another $25,000.
That's not okay. I got to go back to my motherfucking job.
So what? What's wrong? You was going to have to go to your job tomorrow anyway.
No.
When you didn't have this money. Did you quit or something?
Yes.
Did you do anything ridiculous?
I called my boss and told him he could kiss my ass.
Oh, well, I mean, good thing you're tenured, right? I mean, is that not going to mess up your tenure? I mean, because
I done told them people I ain't coming back to.
Oh, well, I mean, look, you got $25,000 to start your business. Matter of fact, I'm going to give you my $25,000. The first round. So now you got $50,000 to get on your feet and start you a business, okay? Mm-hmm. All right?
The problem is you.
It's not a problem, man.
The problem is you.
It's not a problem.
Yes, it is. You should have never did that.
Hey, listen. I did what was right.
I did what's right for us. That's the problem.
That's the problem. Okay? You can't be mad at me for doing what's right. Cut. Bad Black Cinema, y'all. Hey, man. Y'all got any topics y'all want us to do? Situations, send them in. Hit us at the Frocast on Twitter, at Frocast on Instagram. And we'll do your situation out, man. It's time to read some rap lyrics, y'all. Over here, we read rap lyrics. And when we read them in an office voice, professional voice, a regular voice, a ratchet voice. It really don't matter as long as you read the damn lyrics. It's Queen Jern's time. Are you ready, Queen Jern?
I guess I am.
Here we go.
Dear fuck nigga, still can't believe I used to fuck with you. Popping plan B's, cause I ain't plan to be stuck with you. Damn, I see you still kick it with them op bitches. I'm the only reason that your goofy ass got bitches. All them hoes wanna look like me. Bitch, most likely only fucking you just to spite me. But please don't get it twisted. I ain't tripping. I never put my faith in a nigga. Bitch. I guess a nigga bitch?
No.
I'm nigga, a dime.
Bitch.
I guess.
Comma, read to the punctuation.
Well. I never put my faith in a nigga, bitch. I'm a die independent. If you was wondering, yeah, boy. I'm still that bitch. I had to block you. But you still gotta watch this shit. Cause who the fuck rock it like me? No bra, tight tee. Slick back ponytail, feeling like I'm iced tea. You know I suck it good, real hood. When you wake up, you know her head weak if she ain't fucking up her makeup. Damn. I can't believe I used to let you fuck me. I'd rather be in jail before a broke nigga cuff me.
That was the ghetto poet Megan Thee Stallion with her newest song, Plan B. Excuse me, Megan Thee Stallion. Yeah, did I say it right? Yeah, okay, cool. It's time to move on to HBCU Confessions. It's HBCU Confessional time, where I go there and read their tweets and Queen Jern reacts. And this one goes a little something like this. I sneak into my friend's room at night. Sometimes I watch her and finger myself, then clean up with her clothes. I don't know. We close, so I can't tell her shit about it. Xavier.
And it's just Xavier.
Huh?
It's just Xavier.
Excuse me.
Since we corrected motherfuckers on this.
Xavier. I said that right. Queen Jern, react.
I mean, it's just nasty. I mean, like, who would want to sneak and watch somebody else do what? Like,
she said sleep.
Watching her and then you fingering yourself, like, what would that do for you? I don't understand. Because it says that she sneaks in the person's room at night sometimes. I watch her. We don't know what she's doing, but you believe that they're sleeping. And then you fingering yourself and you wiping your body parts off on her clothes. Like, that's disgusting. Like, you already doing enough by watching somebody and fingering yourself. So whatever she's doing, she could be on the toilet, she could be in the shower, she could be looking at TV, and you're just fascinated by the person. So you're a sicko if you think that masturbating and wiping yourself off on somebody else's clothes, anybody's clothes, is good. So
yeah,
that's
wipe
just
them off on your own fucking clothes. Like, I mean, I just hope whoever this is, they get some help, because you're a weirdo. Probably was in the band.
Probably was a student.
I know some cool band niggas. Pork and Elves in the band. They funny as fuck. See, like I said, it's always an exception to the rule. Well, go check out that Twitter if you like reading shit like that. Keep it 100 time. Queen Jern, do you have a keep it 100?
Oh, yeah. As we approach this graduation season, I'm realizing that the people schools is getting over on these damn senior fees.
100.
Senior fees don't cover shit. At least not in these neck of the woods, because every time you turn around, everything they offering is a la carte. You're paying for yearbooks, you're paying for prom tickets, you're paying for diploma covers, you're paying for a whole lot of shit, and ain't none of this shit been consolidated. But whatever. I just feel like, you know, if you got somebody that's going to be a senior, especially in high school, save your money, because these people is taxing.
Why don't they have an all-inclusive
celebration?
Yeah.
But
why don't the nigga that sell the cap and gown and the damn diploma cover, why they don't come together? Why don't the prom tickets and, yeah, like,
I mean, everybody want their own set of fees.
Yeah, everybody getting in on it. Damn. Well, my keeping 100 go a little something like this, man. A self-proclamation is just that, a self-proclamation.
100.
Nobody else has to agree with your self-proclamation. It's just a self-proclamation. It's just you screaming something from the mountaintop. When T.I. said he was the king of the South, nobody disputed it. He just kept saying it, so we all call him the king of the South now. Wayne said, I'm the greatest rapper alive. Nobody fought him on that fact, so he just go on to be the greatest rapper alive. So when you make a self-proclamation, just know some people ain't going to buy into the shit. Some people are. But it's still at the end of the day, it's you tooting your own fucking horn. And you usually want the people to toot your horn for you. You're not supposed to jack your own dick. You're supposed to have other people jacking your dick for you.
I don't know about that analogy.
I'm just saying.
That doesn't sound very safe.
Well, I mean, you know, I just don't get it. But that's my keeping 100, man. Don't get mad because motherfuckers don't like your self-proclamations. You know what I'm saying? Simple as that. Let the people proclamate you, if that's a word.
If that's a thing, because we know it's a word.
Okay. Winner or loser time. Queen Germ, do you have any winners?
Yeah, my winner this week is a 15-year-old young man who was fishing, and they call this thing magnet fishing, fishing magnet. And he found a treasure. His name is George Tyndale.
100.
And the currency that they found, I think it was some other currency, but it is equivalent to $1,800. Mm. So for a 15-year-old, he was out here having a good time with his dad, making memories, and then they found this chest that they pulled up with their magnet while they were fishing in the water, and it had some, I think it had like a gun in there, and then had the $1,800. Well, the money that was equivalent to $1,800, and then it was one other thing. The only thing that, you know, was interesting to me was the $1,800. So,
of course.
I would say young 15-year-old George Tyndale
he is going to go buy him some pussy.
He probably doesn't have to do that. He probably going to buy him some guns and some bait and some other crap for him to go back out in the wilderness.
Yeah, he better buy some pussy because the guns and bait ain't going to, you know, they ain't going to turn up nothing. It's going to make you an insult. But my winner is the Catch Me Outside girl, man. Danielle Bregoli, I think that's her name.
100.
She recently posted that she made $52 million in 1 year on OnlyFans. 52.
Doing what?
Whatever they do on OnlyFans. I guess showing pictures and videos, I guess. But me personally, it's giving off you like young girl vibes if you subscribe to her. OnlyFans, if you over the age of, you know, 19, 20, you know what I'm saying? Because why would you as a 26-year-old sign up for OnlyFans? She looks like a baby. But, hey, you like what you like. But she's my winner for fleecing all y'all niggas for $52 million. You got any losers, Queen Germ?
Yes. My losers going to have to be, and I'm not going to give the name of the person to protect the guilty. But you definitely a loser because a Savannah child in elementary school approached their coach this week and told the coach, you got a big dick.
Loser.
Now you tell me what this kid got to be going through for you to be a female student to walk up to an adult, grown man who is your coach and just tell him, Coach J, why? You got a big dick. Like, why are we having this conversation, young lady?
It's a high schooler, right?
This is a fifth grader.
Oh, shit.
Fifth grade. So how you in fifth grade
know how you know what big meat is? You in fifth grade.
Like I said, and that's why I know you losing.
11, at least now it's the end of the year.
Well, either way it go, this shit's still sick.
That shit's
because
crazy.
You feel comfortable approaching grown men about their dick. That's a problem. Your parents have failed you.
Wow.
So really, I can't even say you the loser. Your parents are losers because you think it's normal or something that you have become accustomed with to go and approach grown people about sex type things. So I hope they can get this situation fixed. But the way it sounds, because I now know that you are also the same kid who was involved in the incident where you was holding a boy down while another girl stuck her hand in his pants. I think you down the road.
She the madam. She the madam.
You down the road.
She running a racket. She running a racket in the elementary
all
school.
All kinds of things. Yeah.
She got all the girls selling that thing. Woo.
We got Houston. We got some problems.
Yeah. Well, my loser is DaBaby.
Loser.
DaBaby was recently filmed swinging on one of his getting into an altercation with one of his artist on his label. I don't remember the dude's name, but DaBaby hooked up on him. And then the other day, Rolling Stone runs an article which has the Walmart security footage of the shootout DaBaby had in 2018 inside of Walmart in, I think it was Charlotte, somewhere in the Charlotte area or something like that. The video kind of disputes what he said happened, and it kind of refutes what the family said happened. And so it's not looking good for DaBaby. They after his ass. I mean, you know, I can't say that, you know, a lot of his stuff is self-inflicted. So DaBaby, you better be saying the prayers or you going to the jail for the life.
I'm sick.
So you better tighten the fuck up, my guy.
I think someone want to go to jail. Like, they must. They must want
because
to
today
jail.
I told you, it doesn't take you today. You, your talent is not the star. Your presence, your media, you know, all the hype around you is what people like. Now they don't care about your talent. Anybody can we can write a song for anybody to be hot. You know, you just got to have that following that people fuck with you. The 5.1 million followers on Instagram, so you could drop a song and a million. You would think a million people gonna fuck with it because you got 5 million followers. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So.
I just don't think that's what I would want to do with my life is to go get locked up so that I have can come to. Back out.
If that's your story, that you a big time, you know, thug, you know, you're surround niggas events and, you know what I'm saying, you'll pull up on niggas and you calling the shots, you got people doing your dirty work for you, you know what I'm saying, you a big time boss, you know what I'm saying, you that nigga in the streets, you know what I'm saying, so you're a rapper, you got to rap that life. You know what I mean? And people in the streets, they want to see you. And every time you go places, you miss a tough guy on wax. So when you come to my city, I'm going to see if you tough guy for real. You know what I'm saying? And so that's the downfall of being a rapper, man. You know, unless you a regular rapper like J. Cole, Kendrick, niggas that use their real name. You know what I'm saying? You, like, them niggas ain't getting pressed. But if you Moneybag Yo, G Herbo, all these other, you know, niggas that you talk that shit on that album, when you come to my city, I want to see how tough you is, nigga. Like, you told me you had 100 guns and you had sex with 100 women, nigga, where they at? You know what I'm saying? You told me you got this and that. I want to see it. Like, kids today, you have to show them this instead of, like, you know, back in our day, we were okay with the fairy tale. It was okay. I know Biggie was lying.
I mean, and if you said it and you had your game and it was confident enough, people would just believe you because you said it with your chest.
Or we didn't care. So, we were just like,
I mean, or even,
yeah, because you made a good song. Like,
it was what it was.
Like, Ice Cube wasn't no gangster, but we didn't care. We was like, that's fine.
Well, we know he ain't no gangster. He in movies and shit.
This was before. That nigga, he went straight out of Compton. That nigga didn't live in Compton. He grew up in a two-parent household. He was like in honor classes and shit. Nigga went to a good white school. Like, none of that shit Ice Cube was rapping. He was living. He was just a black man in America with a nice pen. You know what I'm saying? And we were okay with that.
Yeah, I mean, and it's just not that serious, though. Because the kids nowadays, they still lame. Hell, they ain't doing nothing but a whole
the
bunch
band
of nonsense.
Kids had kids. And that's what happened. Band kids started fucking, had kids, and now
that,
we got
that's not the case, because band kids' kids would not be like that. Mm. Trust.
Well, we done knocked all the docket out of the way. It's time for me to ask you, Queen Germ, do you have any shout-outs?
And you know I do. I want to shout-out Pam and the fam, the Johnson 5, the Lunch Crew, and the Front Porch, and my girl KY No Jelly, and anybody that's representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, nigga.
Shout outs go to something like this. Shout out to Be Easy, Sorry Right, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Ruler Myself, Rick James, Bitch. RT3, my nigga J Will, Light Skin Kanye, Drew from DC, Gerard from Boston, Ruling Myself, Rick James, Bitch, I think I already said that. Pepe J from B More, Stephen B More, Stack Static, MJ Money 9S.
Hey, MJ.
That's not the same MJ. MJ Money 9S is not the same MJ.
Well, hey to you too, MJ Money 9S. So what's mine is? What's his
MJ name? Is that disrespectful motherfucking MJ.
Oh, okay. Well, I get with him.
MJ Money 9S is MJ Money 9S.
Okay.
shout out to all my No Ma'am gang, Dom, and all the crew over there. Shout out to Dr. Brace of everybody, Dr. Brace Network. You got Dr. Cam. You got that disrespectful motherfucking MJ.
Hey, MJ.
Long live K-Law, the truck driver. Shout out to Pork L, the Cool Out Corner. Shout out to I'm something else. Corey Dos Equis, the Power Lunch Hour. Shout out to the good brother 12 Kyle, the 12 Kyle Podcast. Shout out to Eclectic and Eclectic Discussion Podcast. That's the Black Pod Squad, baby. Shout out to all y'all. Shout out to Uncle Dolomite, Too Much Game, Just Red, Co-Red Podcast. Shout out to We Need to Talk. Shout out to who else? Mind Triggers. Shout out to Rodis. Any other podcast to fuck with us, man, shout out. Shout out to everybody over that site, Doc Cloud, all the gang, Papa Dash, Daughter Dash, we got Sleazy the Black Farmer, Chuck the Gambler, Dragon Lady, Amazing AP, and anybody else to fuck with us, the long way, the short way, or no way at all, man. Shout out to y'all. Welcome to Jerm, another show's in the books. It's that time. We go ahead and rate your show.
It's been a week, so I'm going to just say everything, I laid it all out on the track, so I got to give it a 9. All
right. Well, I mean, I'm going to match your 9, just to match your 9. We got 2 9s over here, so, you know, run up if you want to. Get done up, because we got 2 9s.
Don't match me.
Matching your 9.
Because we got beef.
We got beef? Oh, pass some burgers out then.
Ha ha.
Oh. Hey. Yeah. Well, don't forget to like, subscribe, download the Frocast. Don't forget to call our voicemail at 347-201-2572. Don't forget about the Patreon we can join for as little as a dollar. And don't forget to buy a motherfucking shirt, bitch. We got merch. We got a Patreon. We got a website. God damn. Some podcasts ain't got all that shit. Niggas is struggling out here. You know what I'm saying? We got hip hop reviews and more. Like, we got all kinds of drops. Everything, nigga. We a smorgasbord of content over here. You know what I'm saying?
No redundancy.
No repetitiveness. You know what I'm saying?
I'm trying not to use the exact
word. Yes, I like that word, repetitive. I think we should read the definition of repetitive. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Repetitive means when you keep saying something over and over, like Frocast is a good podcast, or Frocast is dope, or that's repetitive when you keep saying that shit over and over again. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's repetitive.
I understand.
Yeah. So, you know, y'all look at word of the week is repetitive. That's the word of the week, people. So, on behalf of everyone here at the Nappy Afro offices, it's your boy King Jerm.
And it's your girl Queen Jerm.
And it's the Frocast, the best podcast ever. Niggas out here doing it. And we out this bitch, man. Peace.
Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
NappyAfro.com